The Honolulu printmakers are taking their annual sale to the 2.0 level. They're making it a handmade book and zine fair as well, and that has certainly upped the participation and the excitement. Multimedia artist Minnie Lee says, a book is an intimate, temporal experience, a physical, sequential thing.
Provoking thought or evoking emotion is what I'm going after when I make work.
Lee says she loves all the decisions involved in artisan books, even casual pamphlets and zines. Lee usually decides on the size first because scale makes for such different experiences.
I touch the paper first, and it has to feel good to my fingers. Otherwise, I don't go with the paper.
The cover, the first page, color, texture, weight,
exciting,
transparency.
The most exciting part for me is sit down at the table with all this material and cutting and sewing and gluing and putting together and realizing each book is an exhilarating experience. I feel like I can make the book all day and every day and be happy the rest of my life. That's how much joy I get out of making books. That tactile contact, handmade, all that is the most exciting part.
Lee says there's a new market for handmade books, photography books, and zines, those quirky, often stapled little literary muffins that are so much fun to leaf through. Hilo-based printmaker, cartoonist, illustrator Chris Butzer has been working the national book/zine circuit.
I think the nice thing about zine festivals is when you walk through them, nobody's making the same thing. People find that exciting.
Butzer says flash is big at comic shows, but craft is highlighted at print, book, and zine fairs like the Honolulu Printmakers Shindig this weekend. Butzer says content is critical, even if it's silly or zany.
But it's all people just producing their own work and putting it out there. I last year produced a zine that had no actual story to it, but it was just about a monster fighting a robot. I didn't think it would sell whatsoever, but it made me happy, and when I flip through it now, I laugh at it. But it's one of my best sellers. I don't know why.
Did you, photocopy the pages? Butzer ended up buying a laser printer for the project. There's a fold-out poster in the middle and transparencies.
So you can see the insides of the robots, the skeletal systems of the monsters. Just all kind of really science fiction nerdy stuff that I absolutely love.
Butzer printed 250 in the run. He's got about 30 left. The little books sell for $10 each. How can this work? Butzer explains in an extended interview online. But these print book and zine fairs are coming on nationally from the New York Book Fair and the L.A. Book Fair, the Codex.
This is a good thing because the amount of interest in these shows is just growing. Like crazy.
Catch Hawaii's zine and bookmakers this week at the Honolulu Printmakers Print and Book Fair. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.